Joining us now is Doug LaMaurice, who covers the Buckeyes and has for a long time and does a tremendous job of that. We know more guys than this participated, but the man of interest, especially to, I think, to Browns fans, would be Carlos Hyde. How did he look? What did he do?
Carlos Hyde did not run the 40. He hurt his hamstring running it at the NFL Combine, and so I think some people were curious to see what he might do today. He chose not to do it. It sounds like he may come back and have another day or do something down the line where he does try to run it, but he did go through the positional drill. He looked pretty good catching the ball, and so, you know, he looked in good form. He just chose not to run, which was definitely one of the curiosities that people were looking for out of him today, but I thought otherwise he looked pretty good.
How do you feel that he would fit in a one-cut zone scheme like the Browns run under Kyle Shanahan?
You know, I think he's pretty good at getting downhill. You know, I mean, he does hit the hole. He is not afraid, you know, to lower his shoulder pads and take on contact. You know, he wasn't running behind a fullback here at all. You know, I think he would be a guy that would fit in something like that.
Do you get a sense from either Ryan Shazier, because we've seen mock drafts linking him to the Cleveland Browns, we've seen Carlos Hyde linked to the Cleveland Browns as well. Do you get a sense for those guys that they would like to stay in Ohio and come play for the Browns?
You know, I didn't really talk to them about that today. Carlos Hyde is originally from the Cincinnati area, so he is more of an Ohio kid. You know, they want a job. They want to go as high as they can and make as much money as they can. But, I mean, I think it's hard to tell who the first guy off the board is going to be of those guys. But, you know, I also think it's no coincidence that they are three guys who are the three best prospects for Ohio State, and they're all from the South. You know, Hyde ended up in Florida. Roby's from Georgia. Shazier's from Florida. That's the way the world works right now, and so they're Buckeyes, but they're not kids who grew up rooting for the Browns necessarily.
It's not maybe the most elite class we've really seen come out of Ohio State, right? I mean, just in terms of sheer talent, it seems like Carlos Hyde is the best at his position possibly in the college ranks, and yet it might not mean all that much.
Obviously, we know what the deal is with running backs in the NFL now, but I think he is a solid guy. I think he is a fairly safe pick as a running back. He does not really have an injury history. He has good size. He falls forward. He has good speed. He can block. He has decent hands. I feel like he can do everything. I mean, he's not a game-changing back necessarily, but I think if you are going to jump in the pool and go ahead and take a back early, I think he is the kind of guy who could make sense late in the first, somewhere in the second, because I don't think you're going to miss on him. I don't know if he's an all-pro, but I don't think you're going to miss on him. I think you're definitely going to get something out of Carlos Hyde.